Okay. Hello, everybody. This is Cal Banyan. Hey, I'm going to do one of my fastest ever podcasts. I just want to get some information out to you real quick. I've got a number of groups on Yahoo Groups that I think you really enjoy going to, becoming members of, and getting more information. By the way, the name of this podcast is Free Hypnosis Information on Banyan Groups on Yahoo. The first group is what? The California Hypnosis Group. Great group for finding out information about what's going on in California with regard to hypnosis. Some typical topics are get to know other hypnotists in California, learn about hypnosis in California, what's the state of affairs, learn more about legal issues in California, learn about training programs in California. The link for that group is http://health.groups.yahoo.com/group/California Hypnosis Group, all one word. Now, I know some of you guys are not so good with typing that out real fast. All of these links I'm giving you, you can get them on my blog at calbanyan.com. I've got a whole bunch of blogs there that you can get. A lot of people are watching this from Video Google and YouTube. Okay, let me give you an example of like a question or a conversation that might go on that group. Here's one. Are hypnotists in California mandated reporters for child abuse? Let me tell you, that question, it started, very good question, and it started a lot of talk back and forth between the members of the group, and it resulted in me doing a little internet research and found an opinion paper on that published by the state of California, and it was a consensus of the group after reading that we are not mandated reporters. But what we really did is we talked then about what were the ramifications of reporting suspected child abuse or not. And as a result, I decided it was important that we have a National Guild of Hypnotists chapter here in Orange County, California. And as a result, we've got a growing chapter. And one of the missions of our chapter is to create a kind of a legal fund so that when questions like this come up in the future, we could contact a lawyer and get a real legal opinion on this. So that's an example of one thing that came out of that group. Here's another group. The other group is the Hypnosis with Spirit group. Now, this is a warning. This is a kind of group about strange stuff. Some people who are very clinically minded won't like this group at all. Other people are more metaphysically minded, and they'll say, ah, I've finally found an email group where I can feel at home. Typical kinds of conversations that go on are hypnosis for past life regression, hypnosis for improving metaphysical or spiritual, even psychic abilities, seven past self hypnosis, a mind, body, spirit approach to self-improvement, hypnosis systems that are basically mind, body, and spirit, like the ultra depth and ultra height systems, hypnosis for spiritual issues. The link for that is http://groups.yahoo.com/group/hypnosis with spirit. And that's all one word, hypnosis with spirit. A typical question that you might find on that group is, here's one, has anyone worked with a walk-in? Is this some kind of entity in my client? Let me give you a brief description of walk-ins as I've come to understand it. For those who are in this form of thought, they understand walk-ins as being a benevolent or highly evolved spirit or soul that has come to work within the body of someone who lives on Earth. And typically this is done because that person's life has gotten so out of whack for one reason or another. They may be even be thinking about committing suicide, and then at the soul level an agreement is made that since this person really has no more use for the body, they're going to allow this highly evolved soul or spirit to come in and use it to benefit a family, a community, a country, or even the world. And so, wow, if you think that's interesting, then you're going to love the Hypnosis with Spirit group on Yahoo. Here's another one. marketing hypnosis group on Yahoo. The link to that is http://finance.group.yahoo.com/group/marketing-hypnosis. Here's some typical topics that come on that group. How to market your hypnosis practice. How to do PR work, that's public relations. How to make appointments on the telephone. How to do good press releases, and really much, much more. A typical question from that group is, I've got one written down here, I just found out that I'm going to be on the radio. Does anyone know how to maximize this opportunity? Well, yeah, I've been on the radio many times as a hypnotist to promote the profession and get a whole bunch of appointments and students for my classes in the process. This is what you do. First, you know, take a deep breath, exhale, practice your self-hypnosis for confidence. But realize that, you know, gosh, hypnosis is an interesting topic. That's why they've asked you on. People have lots of questions. Write down a list of frequently asked questions. Get that to the producer who asked you to come on or the radio personality that asked you to come on. They're going to be so relieved that you have that for them. They'll think, gosh, my work is done. Then tell them that you're happy to answer questions about hypnosis on the radio. You do that, and they're going to love you because they know what questions to ask so that they look smart, and they want you to look good too. And they're also going to have a pretty easy hour on the radio because you're going to just be answering questions left and right. That's just going to be such a blessing to you. Your appointment book is going to fill up afterwards. You really establish yourself as an expert in the field. So go ahead and check that out. You know, you can unsubscribe from these groups at any time. Here's another one. Hypnotic inductions. Oh, speedy hypnotic inductions on Yahoo. The link for that is http://health.groups.yahoo.com/group/speedy-hypnotic-inductions, like all one word. Okay, how to do instantaneous hypnotic inductions. Typical topic. Here's some more. How to do rapid inductions. What's the difference between instant and rapid inductions? How to do post-hypnotic suggestion hypnotic inductions, and how to create your own instant and rapid inductions. Now here's some typical questions that might come up on the group and how I might answer that. A question like, help, I just did an instant induction exactly like you say in your article. They went right into a deep state of hypnosis and then instantly emerged. And I go, well, that's right. You have to follow an instant induction with an instant deepening technique. It's very easy to do. What you do is you seamlessly tie together the induction with two or three deepening sentences, like you would say, good, go deeper, relax with every gentle breath. Every sound takes you deeper. Every thought takes you deeper. And now as I count from one down to five, let it be as if we could actually double this depth of hypnosis. And then do that. And then what that does is it stabilizes the depth of hypnosis or even deepens it, and your client will not pop out of hypnosis. Okay, so if you're interested in going beyond the old progressive relaxation inductions that are so prevalent, that's the one for you. And you're going to learn a lot. You'd be very happy you did. Let me see. I'm going to get one more in. One of my favorite groups, the Talk About Hypnosis group. This is a general group for everybody, hypnotists, hypnotherapists, the general public, anyone that's interested in hypnosis. Typical topics are anything related to hypnosis, discussing schools and organizations related to hypnosis, discussing different approaches to hypnotism, and then just asking questions about hypnosis. The link for that is http://health.groups.yahoo.com/group/talk-about-hypnosis. So the words are separated by dashes. Okay, that's it. Oh, a typical question. I almost ended it too soon. Typical question for that group is, what's the difference between a hypnotist and a hypnotherapist? Well, that debate's been going on for a long time. Very simply, nowadays there's not really much difference. Hypnotherapists help people using hypnosis, and if a hypnotist is helping someone through the use of hypnosis, they're really doing the same thing. So hypnotist, hypnotherapist, in some states, that's what they call themselves, is hypnotist. Here in California, we can use either term. Another emerging term is consulting hypnotist. Okay, that's it. I hope you go to calbanion.com, get the links and other information, my other podcasts. Go to hypnosiscenter.com to hear about my latest and greatest classes that are coming up, including the Week of Power and my NGH-approved certification courses. And the Banyan Hypnosis Mall.com for everything that hypnotists want. Free articles, e-zine, Meet the Pro audio programs, where you get free online seminars and a whole bunch more. Okay, that's it. Cal Banyan signing off. Over and out. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.